I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And we are talking Christmas gifts today, since it's just the day after Christmas.
Oh, and what fun it is. Tell me, what did everybody get?
Well, it's fun to give gifts around the holidays and I think put a little bit of thought. What's been fun about the kids is to hear about the things that they're interested in and see the things that they like and try to go, oh, we can just expand that a little bit. So my children have been really into this book called Cars and Trucks and Things That Go. It's like a classic book. And in the book, there's a lot going on, but there's a little guy named Goldbug, and my kids love to search for him, especially Franklin. Where Goldbug, Mama? I see Goldbug. I find Goldbug. There's all these little things to find. And so it got me thinking about my childhood and how much I loved the Where's Waldo books.
Yeah.
So I went on Amazon and I ordered a couple of different Where's Waldo books for Franklin because, and then, you know, they'll end up sharing them. We try to do a lot of like sherry gifts, but Where's Waldo books so that he can just continue to expand that idea of finding things and like looking for things within books. It's gotten him so excited. He already loves books, but he loves this one in particular.
I love the Where's Waldo series.
I know, I do too. And I think it's really fun, especially I'm kind of on this like toy minimalism kick of just really being intentional about what we're bringing into the house. But books know no bounds with me. You can have a million books if you want. And it's fun, been really fun to share the books that I loved as a kid with my kids. I loved the Where's Waldo books. I mean, Bernie and I are reading Roald Dahl books nonstop together. Yep. And so it really is fun because I'm just as excited about it as they are. So
should we go youngest to oldest?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll do a Campbell.
Yeah.
Campbell got a knife.
Wow.
Got a knife.
He can live off the land.
He can live off the land.
That's great.
So there's a shop in Phoenix called The Knife House. And it's for chefs. And that's where they go to get their really, really good knives. And Campbell for Christmas just wanted one really good knife. He
that's
cooks
really
quite
what
a bit.
You need. Yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
He just wanted one because we do not. Mm-hmm. We do not have good knives in our house. So he's got one good knife now.
Oh, my gosh. That's really nice. I mm-hmm. love that. Okay, Bernadette. Now, full disclosure, this gift came from Santa because she asked Santa for it.
Excellent.
She said to Santa, I would like a mermaid tail, a princess dress, and a yo-yo. And I thought, yes, Santa is going to bring you all of those things, but especially the yo-yo. I mean, how good. I don't even know where she saw a yo-yo or how she knows about a yo-yo. But Santa has provided the yo-yo that isn't just a yo-yo, but it glows in the dark. It also comes with a really professional glove to wear to use the
Very
yo-yo.
Very nice. You're going to do it. Do it right.
I'm going to do a $13 yo-yo, not just some junky yo-yo.
No, you got to go big.
And so that to me is another example of just how Bernadette finds joy in funny little things. And I love that about her.
And that's magic.
And I just so loved the simplicity of that and the timelessness of it. So the yo-yo happened.
Did she ask or did she write it down on a list?
She asked.
She asked.
She has been kind of hesitant about doing the list. And frankly, I'm not sure if I really like want to encourage the whole
list thing.
I'm just sort of like, we go to see Santa and then you can ask him. And then we can see. And she did say, do you think I could ask him for three things? I said, I think three would be reasonable.
That's okay.
Three
yeah,
would
that's
be
okay.
reasonable. And she said, okay. And so that was the big ask.
For me, just make sure you write that down somewhere.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is like the best list ever. And you will forget it if you don't write it
I
down.
Know,
trust
I know.
Me.
I
write it
keep
down.
Keep the notes. Keep the notes.
Keep the notes.
Okay, youngest to oldest.
Okay, youngest to oldest. So my oldest is Gar. And what he's getting a variety of things. So he will not allow me to gift him anything that is new.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in new clothes.
No, he's
so they have to be used clothes.
He's a real hippie like that. I like it.
He's a real hippie like that. Mm-hmm. But he has very fine taste. It's very tricky. So I actually went to Goodwill and found this fabulous shirt for him. So I got him that because I know he'll approve because it's full circular economy. I did take it to the dry cleaner. I don't know whether I'm going to tell him that or
just
not.
Just don't tell him, yeah.
I know.
Unless you found a really green dry cleaner.
I don't think a green dry cleaner. But that's just going to be Santa's little secret on that one.
Okay.
He got a gift card for Chipotle, Trader Joe's, and his favorite deli in Chicago.
Yes.
So food, 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 and food.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say all circular, but we don't want to think about it.
It will come in and come out. That's exactly how it's going to go.
Okay.
That's 100% the truth.
You next.
Okay, so the other one in my family, Jay Reimers, who you've heard from here on Best of the Nest. Jay, I don't know if you know this about him, but he loves weird products advertised on Instagram. He thinks that they are so fun. So I am, as we are speaking, I am scrolling through his Instagram wish list that he sent me just started ordering things, including a really interesting roll-out, like, portable dish rack for the top of our sink, including a very strange neck traction device to ease neck pain.
Okay, I ordered that one.
Did you?
Don't get it. It's junk. Oh, well, I shouldn't say that so loudly.
I already got it.
Okay.
He's
Maybe
getting
you got a
it.
Different one.
I don't know. Listen, I will return it to some random Instagram seller, in if he doesn't like it, including some Mack Weldon slippers. He was really excited about these, the brand Mack Weldon, because they have memory foam in them.
Okay.
And a very strange mold remover gel for any sort of bathroom. He also thought that was a great Christmas idea. And he sent them, he sent all these ads to me with the note, all Xmas ideas. And
That's
I said,
funny.
Great.
Mold removing gel.
So I just sat one night and just ordered everything. And it's been showing up from very random sellers. And
I don't know.
I probably dropped $100 total on like all these weird things.
That's pretty funny, though.
And then I did do some other like nice gifts for him, too. But his weird little Instagram wish list I thought was funny. How about for Ian?
For Ian, Ian doesn't need anything, but
yeah,
I can't.
Nobody needs
I can't not get him something. So what I got him is it is privately experiential. So I can't really.
Whoa!
I can't really say anything more than that.
Sassafras.
So that's all I got.
There's some sort of coupon redemption going on at the Punnett household.
Perhaps so. Perhaps so.
That is probably going to be a very appreciated gift.
He will like it.
Way to go, Marjorie. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, give us a little review at Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at elizreese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you all in the new year.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.